again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay the prices high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
It
will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. And yes, that old wheel is going to roll around again. And it'll be rolling around before you know it. Well, good morning. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this 15th day of October. October's halfway over. And you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we've got almost all the Ranch Wranglers here. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How are you this fine morning?
Great.
Doing good. And good morning, Mr. John. We got the boss of the outfit, as they used to call him on the old cattle drives. John the Ramrod here. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Good morning.
Doing good. Well, John, would you open us up in prayer? Just ask for God's blessing on the broadcast and what we're doing today.
Sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we just ask that you would guide and direct us, that we would put out what you want to be put out, Lord. Pray that you give our people ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, we pray for a special anointing on all three of us as we try to bring God's word to your people. Lord, we pray for our brother Jason, too. We pray that the healing power of Jesus Christ would flow into his body, Lord, and that you would heal him. Christ Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. And, yeah, we're missing Jason this morning. Jason's homesick in bed. He's got a bad head cold and just can hardly talk, and so he sent me a text about 2 hours ago, so he was up and thinking about getting on the broadcast, but just didn't have his voice this morning, and I've sure been there before, so we do ask you, if you would, keep Jason in your prayers, that God's healing does come upon him before, so that he can get back up in the saddle, so to speak. So,
amen. Well,
again, it is. October's halfway over. Today's the 15th of October. We are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. Coming to you on satellite, internet, and on shortwave, WTWW. We transmit worldwide, and that's a true statement. That shortwave station absolutely does transmit worldwide. So I'll just throw it out there, gentlemen. Something on your mind this morning or a current event? I've got a couple notes here I wanted to talk about a little bit later this morning, but I'll throw it out to you. Is there anything working on you guys this morning on wanting to share with the brethren out there?
Well, John, I'll let you go first if you got something.
You're funny.
And as the pastor used to say, that's what's called a moment of silence.
Yeah. Once you break the ice,
Richard. I would like to say that, you know, it's kind of unbelievable. This is the beginning of my third winter out here, and it's unbelievable how long this summer is lasting. I mean, it is letting us get a lot of things caught up on that we normally don't get to be doing this time of year. And so I'd like to thank the Lord for letting us be able to get a lot of this stuff done. And of course, I'd like to, you know, thank God for giving us His Son. But you know, I mean, I don't know what the rest of the country is like. I know there's a lot of rain coming in and storms coming in certain places. But boy, if we here at the Radio Ranch have been blessed this year with a lot of nice weather.
Amen. Yeah, it's been warm down here. Today it's supposed to be 84, and tomorrow about the same, which is pretty crazy for October. Although last Saturday it was about 40 degrees and raining, so if you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes in Colorado.
You know, it's just about like that everywhere. We used to say that down in Florida, too, because usually, especially through the summer, about every afternoon, about 3:15, you know, whenever the weatherman Roy Leap said it was going to come, there'd come the rain shower. And so, yeah, but if you didn't like it, wait about 15 minutes, because it'd blow on out, and it wouldn't be too bad.
Well, life's kind of that way. You know, you never know what's going to happen from moment to moment, when the phone's going to ring and your life might be changed. You know, it kind of works that way. Some things are unpredictable, you know, and some things are predictable, you know, but it's just kind of just is kind of a parallel, you know, universe there.
Yeah, the only disadvantage to having this warm weather late in the year, it gives the idiots with global warming more ammunition.
Yeah, from like,
still warm.
From what I hear, though, it's we're setting ourselves up for a hard winter. You know, that's what kind of some of the old guys around town here are thinking, and I've heard that from several people that, you know, even we have an old neighbor up the road from the ranch. He came down to the ranch one day a couple weeks ago. Remember that, Richard? And he was saying that
I do.
There's so many more bugs and things like that he can tell that it's going to be a rough one.
Yeah, you've heard us talk about our old neighbor Art before, and yeah, he came down and said, "Yeah, if you've seen all the fuzzy caterpillars and the dragonflies," so
yeah.
He's been around long enough to have noticed that. I guess if you have a lot of those, you're going to have a big winter. And my brother-in-law from Florida, Gary's out with us. He's sitting here just listening in here in the studio this morning, and I think he'd agree that if we look at the layer of fat that we've seen on the couple of deer we've been able to harvest off the river, then if that's any indication of the winter we're going to have a humdinger. Because we were able to take a couple deer off the river this deer season, and which just ended yesterday, and they just had layers of fat on them. Those bucks just fat upon fat. So if that's any indication, we're in for a winter. But that's okay.
Yeah, Lord's been good to you too.
He has.
Hunting. Richard got himself pretty much a record buck there. So
was able to get a big one right there off the down on the river. And you know, the pastor was always real good about always enjoying, you know, when we could go down. When there were some years we just couldn't, just didn't have time to be able to go down there, and we just took an afternoon or two this year during hunting season to ease down there, and we were sure blessed for it,
well, yeah, we kind of figured out
good.
That life's shorter than you think sometimes.
It is.
You got to do what the things you got to do.
It absolutely it is. And
got to spend the time with your children and with your family, with your wife, and there's more to life than working, that's for sure.
There is. And you know, it's something I've been able to share with our children, with my children, and we've talked about it here before, you know, is the Bible admonition of seek first the kingdom.
Amen.
And that is a biblical principle to live by. And it does not mean that everybody has to be a pastor. It doesn't mean that everybody has to be an evangelist. It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're out there in you know, the middle of Missouri, that, you know, you've got to be in church 9 days a week or wherever you're at. That's not what it means. If I think it's in John, it was he who gave some to be apostles, not all, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And so, you know, we're not all to be, not all are apostles,
right.
Not all are prophets, not all are evangelists. You know, I think, Kyle, I think of Guy in Montana. Now, Guy doesn't probably think of himself as an evangelist. Maybe he does. But he evangelizes, you know?
Yeah, it's the work he does. Yes.
It's the work he does. When he talks to people, he, you know, before a couple sentences are out, you know, he's talking about God's blessing in his life. He's talking about how has God blessed you, you know? He's talking about Jesus Christ and the Son of God and how he came, and it's just what he does. And so we talk about us here, and I know when we have the men's meeting in Branson and when we speak with men and families on the phone, we all have different gifts. We all have, you could even say, different callings, regardless of what line of work we're in. But, you know, that's a point that I'm constantly trying to get across to my children, especially as, you know, a couple of them have kind of gotten older and starting to get out on their own, is seek first the kingdom. You know, God's our heavenly Father, and He is. We're made as earthly fathers. We're made in His image, and you know, we want the very best for our children. We want them to have their heart's desires. We want them to, you know, to be healthy and to you know, you want John, you and your children. You know that you have two boys, and one of the boys likes certain things, and one of the boys likes other things, and
right.
So you don't want them to just both go down the same path and do the exact same thing. You want them to do what pleases them and what makes them happy. And we all want that for our children. And our Heavenly Father's the same way. You know, he you know, if not, he would say, all have been called to be, and then there it is. And,
yeah.
But that's not
well, the Lord uses us in different ways, too, even to help those who have made that their primary means of making a living, you know.
Right.
Just like our pastor, there's so many people who don't have the gift of preaching, but the gift that God has given them have helped benefit the ministry. You know, Lord's given me a gift of being able to build things and figure things out, and He used me to on the shortwave. So
exactly,
we all have our gifts, and God will tell us when we're supposed to use them. So
exactly.
And a lot of times you can't recognize the gift that you've got, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's a fact.
You know, when you're, you know, like Richard said, when you're just, you know, got your eyes focused on the kingdom, you might just be better off to look at the things that keep you out of the kingdom. You know, it says the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom, you know, and there's several different spots where you can read what the unrighteous are like. And, you know, so, you know, because I don't really know what my gifts are until somebody might tell me, you know. Somebody
right.
might, like the pastor might say, well, you know, you got this working for you, and you got this weakness, you know, where I didn't really recognize it, you know. And so I know there's a lot of people out there that might not even think they have a gift, you know. Well, all God's vessels have gifts, you know, and if you don't know what your gift is, I think you just need to strive on being righteous, you know, and not being unrighteous, you know, and of course, you know, we all know how the first step you got to do to enter the kingdom, and that's get washed, you know, be baptized for the remission of sins and receive that gift of the Holy Spirit so that Holy Spirit can guide you and let you be, you know, the best possible vessel you can be at the time, you know, and use whatever gifts He's given you.
Yeah, I learned, it's kind of a neat experience. God puts me in these different projects, and I ended up investing in a oil venture, secondary oil recovery venture down in Texas, felt the leading of the Holy Spirit, and went down there last week to look at it, and the guy who was running it just really didn't have a clue what he was doing, and the other partner said, "Hey, you did something like this in Tennessee," and I said, "Yeah." "Would you take the bull by the horns and run this thing?" And I said, "Well, I sure could." And they go, "Well, where did you learn all that?" And I said, "I didn't learn it. I said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. And they're like, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Let me tell you something. When I built that station, it wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit. Because I claim that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. He tells me what I need to do, and then I do it." So they were pretty impressed. I think it was a good testimony.
And it sets things like that out on the right foot. And like Kyle said, you concentrate on, if you can concentrate on those things versus, you know, if you know, on the other hand, John, if you just said, "Well, let's tell you what, let's go out to the bar and sit around and have a few drinks and see what we can come up with."
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, not that there's anything, you know, totally wrong with that, but, you know, you kind of set the pace, you know what
yeah.
I mean? You set the tone for how that was supposed to be. And so, you know, we all have, I think it's one of all of our favorite songs, at least mine, and I know, John, you like it, and that's that song we redid of old George Jones, Choices.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
We had choices.
I'm going to play that this week, actually.
And that's the thing is, we do have choices, you know, in each and every one of our lives, whether we seek first the kingdom or we don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we got to talking. These are all Christians involved in this venture, although different walks of life, you know. Some know the truth, some don't. But got to talking about it, and I said, you know what? What would be really awesome is if we could get all of them, even though they're not, you know, believing exactly like we do, if we could get all of them to commit to tithing on any proceeds that they may get out of this, God would bless it, you know?
Right.
And the four partners are in agreement, and we're actually going to present that. And I think even just presenting it to the people that are involved in this, God will honor that, so...
I think
so. I don't know. I just keep trying to spread as much truth as possible. And a lot of people, you know, they just say, I remember Dad saying, people say that they can't afford to tithe. And I just say, well, you can't afford not to.
Right. Right. That's a good
point. And
then
they say, wow, that's a great response. And I said, well, it's not just a response. It's the truth.
It is.
You know, it's the only thing in the Bible where God says, test me. And they're like, what do you mean? And I said, yeah, it's the only place it says in the Bible, test me. And, of course, I learned that from our pastor. But, and then they start to thinking. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if several of the people that you tell them in that way start tithing.
Right. Well, it's true. You know, we've talked about that before, that I did hear on the radio one time a guy talking about tithing. I think it's one time in secular Christian radio, you know,
yeah.
that I heard that. And he called it God's crazy math. And he just basically, you know, I mean, it was like Pastor Peters was saying. And he said, you know, you have to understand it's called faith. The assurance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The Word says
yeah.
it, and so do you believe it? You know, well, the Word says that Jesus came to die on the cross to save us from our sins. Do you believe it? Yeah, oh, yeah, I believe that. Well, it says that He can do more with, you know, what's left over after the tithe than you can do with all of it. With
right.
all
That's
of
what I said,
increase.
Too. God can do more with 90% than you can with 100%, and I think you're the one that said that, Richard. And that really took people back, too. So there's several key phrases, I think, that really hit people hard on the truth.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we read a scripture on it for the people out there that maybe have not heard this, or at least haven't heard it very often. So I'll read Malachi 4.
Kyle, you think that's okay 4. If we read scripture on the radio?
Well, as of right now, we're, you know, we haven't had anybody standing at the door saying we can't. So.
And hopefully they know better than to do something like that. So yeah, I'm just ribbing you. Sure, Kyle, go ahead.
All right, verse 8 of Malachi 3 says, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there shall be not be room enough to receive it. You know, so there it is. You know what I mean? You get the curse if you don't, and you get the blessings if you do. I mean, there's it's a promise of God right there.
Right, it is.
And one thing for sure, you can't outgive God.
No. I know you've tried, John.
That's for sure.
I know you've tried.
That's what people say. And you try.
You've learned that. Yeah. If anybody's learned that, I think you have, because I think you have sure tried. You know, we talk about the different gifts we have, and that sure gift that John has is a gift of giving, you know, a gift of store. He knows that, you know, John knows how to store up your treasures in heaven, you know, and that is here to seek first the kingdom. And I know, you know, as long as I've known both these, you know, both these men that are on the radio here, that's certainly what they've done. And so we just share that with you out there. You're listening, people. If you're listening in this Saturday morning, the 15th of October, this is what we call Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We turn on the microphone. We set the computer to stream us out to Pennsylvania, where our broadcast guy there, Todd, puts us up on the Internet, sends it out to the shortwave station in Tennessee. And that puts it all over the world. And we're also up on audio satellite, on free-to-air satellite. And it's not free for us to put it up, but it's free for you to receive it if you have a satellite receiver. And we're able to do all this because the faithful remnant out there believes what Kyle just read in Malachi. And they have supported this ministry, and they continue to. And
amen.
And they're blessed for doing it.
Amen. That's what I'd like to say. I'd like to say thank you to all the faithful out there who do support this ministry. I want you to know that I don't make a salary off of this ministry, because the Lord provides for me in other ways. But I'm grateful that not only can we continue to provide for the men and their families that serve this ministry faithfully all these years, but more importantly, that we can continue to put out God's word, the truth that our pastor built his life on, and we could not do that without their support. And I'm so grateful. Me and my wife talked about that the other day, how what a blessing it is to have people who still love their pastor even after he's passed, and it's pretty humbling.
Well, you know, John, we're continuing to get emails as well as letters of people that say that they're thoroughly enjoying the Sunday morning broadcast that we're putting out. And what we've been doing, if you're unaware, if you're just listening in and tuning in now, is that, from probably 25 years ago to about 15 years ago, when the pastor would preach in the pulpit, they just had a VCR recorder, an old video recorder, recording the video. And we've never had to do anything with those. And so what we've been doing is Ranch Wrangler Jason has been working very hard at taking those old videos, digitally remastering them, and presenting them out as our Sunday sermon. And I'm sure finding out, I've marked up my Bible more in the last 4 months than I think I have the last 4 years. Following along and taking notes and gleaning from these timeless truths that are coming out on Sunday. You know, we've been on the ministry 20 years, and so I know I've heard these broadcasts. I've heard these, you know, we got them on the old when we were on the tape ministry. And we've heard these old messages, as many people have. But, you know, how many times do you read your Bible? Hopefully more than once, you know, or at least certain parts of it. And so we found that these truths that we're able to, you know, by modern technology, that were recorded and we're able to represent, are really hitting home with the remnant. You know, we're hearing from people that we really haven't heard a lot from in years, that are saying they enjoy it, they are pleased we're able to do it, and we're pleased to be able to do it, for sure.
Yep. And those people who think we should get a new pastor, sorry. They don't just grow on trees, and unless the Holy Spirit reveals someone of the same caliber as the pastor we had, that's not going to happen.
Well, I think in the Judeo-Christian world, they do grow on trees, because I've watched some of them. It's like they just went out. I mean, but when you pray that the Lord will, you know, send you what you need, you know, that's part of it, you know, and until the Lord sends it, you know, we're not just going to pick something off the tree and say, here it is, you know, that would be ridiculous, you know, that fruit is of men, you know, we want the fruit that comes from God.
Absolutely.
I know for a fact that in the last hours with Dad, that the Holy Spirit led me to pray that his anointing would be transferred to someone, and then that person would take the reins and carry on. But when that will be revealed, none of us know.
Well, I think, it, Kyle, you hit the key right there. And it ties in with what I was talking about. Seek first the kingdom. Kyle, you said when you pray to God and ask God to give you what you need, to fulfill your needs. That, Lord, I need a new truck. Oh, Lord, I want... You know, that's one way to pray. Another one, Lord, I need a new Dodge 3500 leather four-door, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, seek first the kingdom. When you read through, God has always provided for his people, all through the Bible.
Yep.
He provided for Adam, you know. Adam had two sons, Cain and Abel. We know that story. If you believe the Bible story anyway, there's other stories out there. But if you believe the Bible story, you know, one of them got killed and one of them got banished to the other peoples of the world. And God provided somebody else. He provided Seth. He provided for Noah. He provided for Abraham. You know, Abram was old, and he provided for Abraham. And while we're talking about Abraham, you know, it said Abraham tithed. And that was quite before the law of tithing was codified and given to the people. But God has always provided for his people. Now, even back to that story of Abraham, God provided for Abraham. It wasn't the way Abraham thought it was going to be. He just had to have patience and trust in God. And because he believed God, it was, what does it say? It was likened unto righteousness to him. And so God provides if we will pray that way, and then if we'll give room for God to do what God does. Instead of boxing him in to say, God, I want this. I think I know what I need more than you do. And the Bible says he knows our needs before we do. And so we have to get things in the right order. And I think that, Kyle, you hit it right on the head, that if we will pray for God to provide. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the, again, Coffee with the Wranglers, and that is what we do. We do our best to pray that way. God, provide. You know,
amen.
Take care of this situation. Take care of that situation. And then go about your business, seek first the kingdom, and just watch how Abba Father takes care of things. You know, how he takes care of things. So much more than we do, and so much better than we think we can.
Right. That brings another point, too. It's like... we have a new so-called rising star in the presidential candidate, and his last name is Cain. Gee, I wonder. I think the Lord is saying, you guys want to take another lap around Mount Sinai?
Yeah, so, I think that's just what he's saying.
Yeah, but we got a McCain, son of Cain, now we got a Cain. It's like, okay, Lord, we get it. Some of us do, at least.
Yeah, some are. We've got a the pastor wrote a pamphlet. It's called Bible Handbook. We'll be right back. We'll talk about it when after we make sure I got the right one here. We'll be right back.
A terse, tough little pamphlet by Pastor Peter J. Peters entitled The Bible, Handbook for Tax Protesters, Right-Wing Extremists, etc., outlines in clear scriptural language and exposes the corrupt, effeminized teaching of most modern churches. On page 7, he writes, "Militants, adept in the arts of self-defense and warfare, are heralded and honored throughout the Bible." End quote. We would like to send you a copy of The Bible, Handbook for Tax Protesters, Right-Wing Extremists, etc., and your $2 offering U.S. funds would help make that possible. Send a $2 offering U.S. funds to Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, USA. That's Scriptures for America Worldwide, Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535, USA. And thank you for your support.
And that ad for the Bible, handbook for right-wing radicals, tax protesters, militants, and all types of things, came from a sermon that the pastor preached about 25 years ago. And as we talked earlier, Jason was able to remaster that. And that is the sermon we put out last Sunday for DVD Church. And then the pastor took that sermon and took his notes and made it into a booklet. And that's the booklet, the Bible, handbook for tax protesters, right-wing radicals. And again, it was an excellent sermon last Sunday. And if you'd like that, we'd be glad to send that pamphlet to you. When we did send the hundreds of DVD Church broadcasts on DVD out that we sent last Monday, we put a little flyer in there and letting the people know that that sermon, that DVD, was also available in pamphlet form. And just the end of this week, as soon as many people got them in, they were calling in and writing for that pamphlet. And so I play that. I think that fits in here, because what that pamphlet does is use biblical principles to let you see that right-wing radicals are all throughout and are praised all throughout the Bible. Tax protesters are praised. You ever heard of a man called Gideon? You know, they can have their protest Wall Street and protest downtown Denver and all that they want to have. But Gideon was a tax protester back when tax protesters weren't cool, or maybe when they were. You know, survivalist. Pastor talks about survivalists. You ever heard, he's a survivalist. Ever heard of a man named Noah? And it's a good thing that he did survive, or we wouldn't be here. And so, you know, we have these terms that are used today. And just, again, the pastor did an excellent job last Sunday in putting some of these terms in proper perspective with the biblical stories. It's a tool to help you to see from a biblical perspective the way things are supposed to be. So go ahead, John.
The one thing I've had to learn from what our pastor, how he handled things, is he never really worried about anything. He always knew God would take care of it. And he never thought twice about going ahead. And I can just see him saying, "We're moving forward, man. You know, we're
Absolutely.
Moving forward in faith." And I can see him standing there with his hand up, preaching that, telling the people that, you know, this costs money, but we're moving forward in faith. And I'm learning. I'm getting smarter. So what a blessing to be able to get to that point where you don't even worry about the finance part of it. You know that God will provide, and I'm working hard to get to that point.
The message, you know, I remember when I first got my first catalog years ago, you know, you go through all the lists of the names of the past sermons, you know, and I never really, that one really never stuck out at me, because I had met a few patriots in my days that I didn't really think were Christians. I mean, they thought they were, but they were more of the fleshly, let's go out and, you know, start a war type people. So that one always kind of escaped me. But after watching the message, and I'd read the pamphlet before, but after watching the message, you know, it's about surviving to the new kingdom. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, yeah, there's some, you know, parallels to actually surviving, you know, things that's going on here on the in the world, but I was kind of impressed on how the pastor brought it together, and it was a kingdom message, you know, and it was a little bit more spiritual than I was expecting, and I think anybody out there who wants to live in the new age that's coming, it's a great read, and it's a great video to watch. I mean, it really, I remember when it was over, I was thinking, man, that, you know, that really, that's really one that I should have watched years ago, because it had a lot of truth in it that, you know, he just doesn't bring out in every message.
Yeah. Yeah, it's when you start talking to people about the worldly things, you know, and they're just telling you what they like about these president and that president and everything else. And I said, it don't matter. And they said, what do you mean? I said, it absolutely doesn't matter. I said, unless we get back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And until we get to that point, it does not matter.
Well, that's the foundation that all Christians should base themselves upon, because that truth, I don't know when that was written. Moses wrote that, you know, 4,000 years ago or whatever it was. That truth will never die. That's a promise from God, and that's the way it's going to be. So everything that's built upon other things, you know, like the world's government, you know, the United States' government, you know, you're taking the best of the worst who are built on sand. You know, it's never going to work out. You know, until Christ is king in your heart, mind, soul, and strength, you know, everything else is a rotten foundation. You know, and it's just going to, when the waves come in, it's just going to destroy it.
Yep.
And I think we're seeing that in the financial world. You know, we have been since the housing crash of, what, 4 or 5 years ago. The waves are coming, and all that that's built on the sand, it's crashing down.
Yep. You know, Babylon's going to fall.
It's crashing down. And so, again, if you want to be able to survive Armageddon, well, that's a different story. But just to be able to survive day to day and to have that peace that surpasses understanding. You know, John and I were talking a little bit this week, and he made mention that, you know, it was mentioned to him, why can't we just have peace? Why can't we just have peace? And John, I think your reply was, well, Jesus said that he did not come to bring peace.
Yep.
And that's true. You know, really.
And those who choose to live godly will suffer persecution, period.
They will. But those scriptures and those precepts, they do not contradict with where we read, you know, that he will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Right.
You know, we see that the way the world's going, because the world is separate from God, and it says,
yeah,
the world knew not God, and the world doesn't want to know God. They really don't. The world just does not, even though he is so evident and so present in every, I mean, you know, he's only the creator. He only created the world and all that are in it. But they don't
right.
want anything to do with him. And so, you know, they have that same turmoil that we may have as Christians. But then, see, they do not have access to that peace that surpasses
right.
all understanding. So
yeah, what's convicted me lately of talking to brethren is I've just been pushing hard, praying Ephesians 6, the full armor of God on. But even before that, when you read in Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Boy, if that doesn't explain what's going on in this country. And then even 2 Corinthians 10:3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we are ready to punish the disobedience whenever your whenever your obedience is complete. Boy, that's a powerful scriptures, those two scriptures right there. And people
yeah.
don't realize that this is a spiritual warfare. And when you show them those scriptures, and then you tell them, you better be praying on that full armor of God, not only on yourself, but your family. And I think they start to get convicted by it.
Well, when you examine the armor, it's just like our fleshly armor. When you examine the armor, when you gird your loins with truth, you know, it's not hard to figure out what truth is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
some people,
you know,
do.
When you right, and when you know, when you have a shield of faith, you know, you know, pastors taught us what faith is. Faith, you know, with works. Belief with works is faith. You know, when you shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We know what the gospel is, the death, burial, and resurrection. You know, we know what salvation is, for when we put on that helmet of salvation, you know, we surely know what that is, you know. And we know what, you know, the breastplate of righteousness. We talked about righteousness a little while ago. You know, you do what's right, you know, and you don't do unrighteousness, what's wrong. And you put on, you know, you put in your hand the sword of the Spirit, you know, the Word of God. You know, that's how you fight. I mean, when you look at the armor, I mean, just the armor in itself will explain how we go about fighting, you know.
Yeah, that's and, good, you know, it's a good point.
It's not in the flesh, but yet we are in the flesh. So we have to use those weapons, you know, with our bodies.
We have a new Bible bookmarker that has the full armor of God on one side, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 on it. And then it's got the Lord's Prayer on the other side. We'd be glad to send that to you. It's a nice, I've got it right here, John. When you mentioned that, I knew, hey, I've got that. I've got Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 on my Bible bookmarker. So I was able to turn right to that in my Bible. And but if you'd like this bookmarker, we'd be glad to send it to you. We've been sending a bunch of them out. Just write to us, Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535, and ask for the Full Armor of God Bible bookmarker. It's a good reminder. You know, the pastor was always trying to make sure that the remnant did that very thing, Kyle. You know, prayed the Lord's Prayer daily, prayed on the Full Armor of God daily on themselves and their wives and their children and their family. And the pastor did that. He prayed that on, and then he tried to stand in the gap and pray that on his personal family and his church family. And
yeah, it's a good way, really, to get people interested in SFA too. Really,
it is.
Because how can you deny the truth on both sides of that bookmarker? And then you know, let's say you go to scriptures4america.org. And you know, you it'll actually lead you to the truth. So I've been handing out some of these to people I think can accept the truth, and I think it's a good way to break the ice.
It is, and the quantities that people have been ordering, you know, people have been ordering 10 and 12 and 16 and 20 of each of our Bible bookmarkers, and
well,
using
great.
Them to you know as evangelical tools.
Right, and the Holy Spirit used one of the Acres of Diamond Men to reveal the idea. So
he
thank
did.
You, Lord.
Yep, thank you, Lord, and thank you, Arkansas. You know who you are out there.
Yeah, amen. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to ask for a little imprecatory prayer. It's quarter till 8 out here in Mountain Time, quarter till 9 Central and quarter till 10 Eastern. You guys didn't know I could do that without my notes, did you? That's the difference in the time zones, but we are coming to you live from the Radio Ranch, and I'd kind of seen this on the news the other day, and, you know, it has to do with these Antichrist Catholics. Kansas City Bishop is first to be charged criminally with sheltering an abusive clergyman. Kansas City's Catholic Bishop was charged Friday with not telling police about child pornography found on a priest's computer. Can you believe it? What is the world coming to? First time this has ever happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
These, you know, if there's ever been a cult, it's the Catholic cult. They
Amen.
Don't pray to Jesus, but it's Hail Mary. You know, the Bible, I don't recall where it is, but the Bible, we're given the admonition to call no one Father. It's not talking about your dad there. It's talking about in a leadership type role. The Bible does says he gave some as pastors. It does, and it says call no man father in that type of role. And what does the Catholic Church do? They do just that.
Yep.
And guess what? This priest pornography. The one guy is Finn, Kansas City St. Joseph Catholic Diocese Bishop Robert Finn. The first U.S. bishop criminally charged was sheltering an abusive clergyman. Guess what the abusive clergyman's name is? Radigan. Radigan. So, yeah, he's a rat again.
Yep.
And
wasn't Finn one of them? I thought that guy that got the sock shoved down his throat
That was Gagin.
Oh, Gagin, yeah.
That was Gagin.
It's amazing, Gagin. The Lord.
That was Gagin. And so
mysterious ways.
He does. He does. Well, I'd boy, the phones ring all day around here, don't they?
Well, we better do some preparatory before we do them.
I do. So, John, if you'll start with that, you know, I know that
I'll cover the preparatory. You hit the precatory.
We'll do it, and we'll just explain that to people. Just like we said, if you're listening out there, we pray on the Lord's Prayer. We pray on the full armor of God. You know, you have to do that before you go into battle.
Amen.
You have to do that. So, we'll go ahead, John.
Lord, we come before you humbly, Lord, seeking your guidance, your direction. Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit would guide and direct Richard as he prays against this synagogue, Satan, church, and these men who continue to destroy young men's lives, young boys' lives. Lord, we ask you to create in us a clean heart.
Yes.
We ask for you to forgive us for our sins, Lord, the ones we know about and the ones we don't. Lord, we pray the full armor of God as we come against Satan's church. We pray that you would gird our loins with truth, Lord, that you place the breastplate of righteousness, Lord, at the front, back, and sides. Keep us safe. We pray the helmet of salvation on our head. Lord, we ask that you would lift up the sword of the Lord, shield of faith, wrap us in the mantle of wrath and zeal. In Christ Jesus' name we pray it.
Father, having girded ourselves and put on that full armor, each and every one of us here and as well as those out there, Lord, and we pray it upon them if they haven't done so themselves. And Lord, we come before your throne and we present this Kansas City Catholic Bishop Finn and this rat Radigan that would dare touch children, that would dare have their mind degraded, that would they do this, Lord, because we live in a sinful world. And they do this brazenly. They do it without remorse. Lord, we sense no repentance here. Lord, we know that it just goes on and it goes on, and we just say, forgive us, Lord. We do say, forgive us for allowing it, for not stringing these type people up, for not following your word, Lord. Forgive us.
Amen.
Forgive us. We pray for your Holy Spirit to move upon this land, to awaken the people, to take the laissez-faire attitude, oh, that's just the way it is, take that attitude away from your people, Lord. Pour out your a revival. Pour out your righteous indignation upon these beasts, upon these filthy, filthy Catholic pedophiles that continually, for years and years and years, have continually abused your children, that have just done things that are just unspeakable. So, Lord,
remove
we come
them from
against
our midst, Lord.
Remove them, Lord. Take them out. We pray to you to take them out, Lord. We know you can do nothing, Almighty Judge, unless it's presented before your throne. Will we present this filthy Finn and this filthy Radigan to you, Lord? And we say, take them out. Your word says that Jesus Christ himself said, bring the little children unto me and suffer them not. And anyone who causes them to stumble, that it would be better to have a millstone wrapped around their neck and then thrown into the deepest sea. Well, Lord, we pray that right now. We pray a millstone around Finn's neck, and we pray a millstone around Radigan's neck. Lord, let that millstone draw tight, and all of them, that's right, John, all of them, that would dare do these filthy deeds, that would dare come against our children. These people that are put in positions of trust, they abuse it. They speak like words come from you, but they speak of their own filthy authority. So, Lord, we come against them, and we ask that you would just do that. Just take them out.
Lord, reveal them. Reveal them to raise up men of God again, Lord, that know God's laws. Remove them all from our midst, Lord, we pray.
Lord, remove the scales from the eyes of your people, Lord, that are caught up in this cult. Lord, this cult that doesn't pray to Jesus Christ. This cult that doesn't, Lord. Reveal to them. Father, we know that there are many in there that are just your remnant, that are your people, that are just blinded to the truths. So, Father, we pray that you would reveal this to them. Let them see. Awaken them. Awaken them out of the sleep and the slumber and the spell that they're in. And let them see this filth that is in the land. And let them rise up against it. And, Lord, we just pray knowing. And we thank you for hearing. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for pleading this case to God the Father. We thank you for answering it.
Lord, let your people that are in that cult know that great day is coming.
Yes, Lord.
The time is now to repent or perish.
Yes.
Lord, convict them that any dollar they spend to that church is a dollar against you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would awaken them, bring them out of there, Lord. Destroy that whole Catholic church, Lord, and let the people know that it's you that have done it.
We pray it in Jesus' name, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you might be listening and say, what kind of Christians are that? To pray that kind of thing against the Holy Roman Catholic Church, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the one of the first principles you need to learn as a Christian is, by their fruits you shall know them.
Amen.
Many will say, Lord, Lord, you know, and with their lips they praise Him, but their heart is far from Him. And so it's, you know, walk the walk. Don't just talk the talk. And it's by their fruits. And what kind of fruits has that filthy church put out, so-called church? We're putting together, don't even have a name for it, don't have a price on it. We've got the books. And we're going to put it together. We've got newsletter volume 10 in the works. We're hoping to have that completed this next week. Maybe we'll get it printed toward the end of the month and hopefully get it mailed out to you by the end of the month. That's newsletter, Dragon Slayer newsletter volume 10. But we have four books that expose different parts and present different truths about that filthy Catholic Church. I'll just read the names of the books that we carry. And we're going to put them together. So be looking forward to Newsletter Volume 10 for the, whatever we call it, Truths About the Catholics or Truth About the Catholic Church. I'm not sure what we're going to put it as a title. But there's four books. We carry a small book called Smoke Screens that explains a lot of the doings in the Catholic Church. Another one called 50 Years in the Church in Rome. These are written, I think, by people that have come out of that cult. We have a book by the late Tupper Saucy called Rulers of Evil that exposes the Jesuits and the ruling power behind them and the ruling power that they try to put out over all the world. And we just got a small book in. We'd ordered it back in February. The case of books got lost. Imagine that. Never made it to us. So we ordered another case. It's a small paperback book called The Secret Terrorists. And I think it, too, talks of the Jesuits and the Catholic Church. So we're going to put these four books together. We're going to have a Catholic packet. Something along those lines. Again, we don't know what exactly the name will be, but if you so don't call in today and say send me the Catholic packet because you don't know what's in it yet for sure. We'll probably be able to find an old interview that the pastor did where he was exposing some of these problems that are in there as well. And so, but we're going to have some type of a Catholic packet coming out in Newsletter 10 with these four books: Smoke Screens, 50 Years in the Church in Rome, Rulers of Evil by the late Tupper Saucy, and also the book The Secret Terrorists. And so that'll be coming out. We're just again trying to carry on in the way the pastor did and the spirit of Pastor Peters in being able to provide you, the listener and the supporter of this ministry, with the truths that and the tools and the weapons that you need to be able to do what we started out this broadcast with, to put the kingdom first, to serve the kingdom.
Yeah. You know,
there's probably good Christian, or I'll say good, let me put it this way. There's people of the remnant out there that are in the Catholic Church, and they think that they're serving God by serving that cult. And if you don't read the Bible, the real Bible, not the Catholic Bible, but if you don't read the real Bible, the Word of God, and see what serving God is versus serving some false, you know, Asherah or some false Baal priest, then you don't know. You just don't know. And you're sinning, it might be unwillingly, unknowingly. And so that's what this ministry's always tried to do is, here's the truth. Take it or leave it, like it or not, but here it is.
Yeah, matriarchal system.
And it's just as ungodly as it can be. Got an email last week from a listener and said, you know, hey, I've been listening in, and he says, I'm one of those truth junkies also. Give me more, give me more. And that's how the pastor would describe the followers of Jesus Christ and the remnant now, is they're truth junkies. Doesn't matter who it offends, you know. I think of the verse, have I become your enemy for telling you the truth? You know, there is only one God, large G God, there is only one God the Creator, and there is only one only begotten Son. And the only way to the Father is through the Son. And that's just the way it is. And so if you're offended by that, if you're offended by the truths that, you know, that are true, you know, that's really your problem out there. Or your problem here. It really is. The truth is the truth. And so, you know, if you're offended by it, you know, Mark 7 says, they worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to make sure we're away from. That we do not hold to the traditions of man, but to the Word of God, the pure teaching and the correct teaching. Colossians 2:8 says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. So, I would say that's our prayer for you out there. Guys, we're right out of time. We thank all of you. John, we thank you for joining us this morning, getting up early. Kyle, same thing there, and thanks for the prayers. We appreciate you supporters out there getting up and tuning in and joining us for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers this October 15th, Saturday morning. Remember, these messages are made available. They're archived at the ministry website. They're also archived at the network website, sfawbn.com. That's sfawbn.com. And they're also available on CD. We have many people that order them on CD and pass them out. So, again, guys, thanks for joining us. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you, Faithful Remnant, for allowing us to do this.
Rolling, 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 stay high. Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them. Just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating. Our King will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.